Sitting in for Tony D, I'm Will Pelagic, and this is SB Nation Radio and SBNationRadio.com. Somehow, our journey on the information superhighway got stuck somewhere on the New Jersey Turnpike with Tony D, but Tony will be back tomorrow. Hope everything's all right with him and with you, the fine listeners of our radio network. The telephone number has not changed, 800-777-2907. You can find me on Twitter at SBNWillP. And also, you can find the podcasted segments of our radio programs always at podcastarena.com. We'll get into a lot in the next 2 hours. Casey Smith will join us from the Casey Smith Show, which is heard on many of these same SB Nation radio affiliates. We'll also talk a little college football with Russell Landy, also in our second hour. And also hear from you, hear from some of your thoughts of what you might have seen last night. There were three things of very great significance that took place last night, not only in the sports world, but in the world as a whole. Obviously, the presidential debate will take a lot of time from people's venues outside of this one, but also the Monday Night Football game drew some interest from people. But the thing that garnered, I think, in my opinion, the most interest, at least across our landscape yesterday, was what happened in the city of Miami. And everybody who has at least seen the story from early Sunday with Jose Fernandez tragically dying in a boating accident off the coast of Miami Beach in a rock jetty, which capsized their 32-foot boat. He and two others passed in that tragedy. To see the response and the way that the entire thing was handled for the first game back after that tragedy, it could not have been more appropriate the way that it all played out. From the hugs to the players before the game, from them taking the mound and wiping away dirt at the mound after the pregame ceremonies, the tears from all the players, the graciousness of the New York Mets, who were basically put in an impossible spot yesterday, because that game matters for them in the standings of trying to clinch a playoff spot and having to relinquish the stage a bit as the Miami Marlins honored one of baseball's promising young stars who was taken from us far too soon. And the image of Dee Gordon, who wore his best friend's helmet in the batter's box, honoring him on that first pitch, and then hitting the third one over the wall. As somebody who grew up rooting for the team that was basically taking the secondary line of this, the New York Mets, I'd never been more proud for an opposing hitter to hit a home run against my team that I rooted for, because they needed that more than the Mets did. They needed that more than anyone in baseball did. They were placed in a very difficult situation. I don't even think the word difficult doesn't even put it into an appropriate word. But for lack of a better term, it was an incredibly difficult thing. I've been fortunate to at least not have lost somebody in my life who I would consider to be as close as a teammate or a brother or a sibling. The only people who I really have lost are people in my extended family, grandparents, etc. I have no idea or can comprehend how great the loss was for each of those players for Jose Fernandez's passing over the weekend. But the one thing I also can't comprehend, and I have an extreme amount of sympathy for and wish I had empathy for, is what Cuban Americans in South Florida have felt since Sunday. Because not only was he one of their own, but he was the manifestation of their American dream played out on national TV once every 5 days. I mean, a game where Jose Fernandez pitched, and I've talked to many people in baseball, in Miami, who are connected with that franchise, it was as much of a must-see event for them as any in that franchise. And this is a franchise, too, that is beyond, let's be brutally honest, has been probably the source of more misrun organizational tactics than things that they've done well over the course of their time together. So let's not make up the fact that this is a very, very well-run organization, because for the most part, it's not. You do a poll of all the 30 owners, the one who's probably the most disliked outside of Jeff Wilpon and Fred Wilpon in New York is Jeffrey Loria of the Miami Marlins, because of the way that he has gone and done things. But at least for last night and over the last couple of days, they get a reprieve from me because of the way everything was handled and the way that the fan base was served positively as a result of last night's game as the Marlins beat the Mets 7-3. It is SB Nation Radio, SBNationRadio.com, SBN Will P on Twitter at 800-777-2907. I'll take your thoughts on what you might have seen, whether you have any particular connection to the area at all. I'd love to hear those thoughts. And I'd also love to know if seeing that last night touched you, because it was a nationally televised game on MLB Network. They preempted a lot of their programming to place that on there and honor him. And it's just so sad. Like, I had two very visceral moments on Sunday with the two people who passed on Sunday, Arnold Palmer and Jose Fernandez. And I'll tell you, it was more visceral with Fernandez than it was with Arnold Palmer, because in many ways, and this is not to diminish anything with Arnold Palmer, but Arnold Palmer lived a very full and fruitful life and contributed probably more to the game of golf than anybody has not named Jack Nicklaus. And he probably contributed, at least to this point, more at least from an outreach standpoint than Tiger Woods has. And what I will say about Arnold Palmer that I won't say about Jose Fernandez is that you got every last bit of what you could possibly expect out of the life of Arnold Palmer out of him. The thing that makes Jose Fernandez's passing so sad is not the fact that he was possibly destined for Hall of Fame pitcher. It was the fact that he didn't act like somebody usually acts when they have that particular status. Yes, he had swagger. Yes, he knew and had confidence in his stuff whenever he took the mound. But he treated life with such a reverence and joy that I don't think we've seen in the world of sports. He was truly thankful for each day to be spent in America, and thankful for the opportunities that he got and earned as a result of his escape from an oppressed nation that is a story that all too many people, at least in that part of the country, know, especially from Cuba. And I know a lot more progressiveness has been made in that realm by our government and theirs. But I fear it's never going to be a situation that's completely easy. And I even know from a lot of people who I know who are Cuban Americans who will say things like, oh, well, I'll never go back. I'll never want to go back. Despite the fact that I have family back there, I will never go back because of how oppressive that nation is. And I'm afraid of the fact that I would actually be able to return. So that's a pain that I can't identify with. I can be very sympathetic towards. And the thing that I'm thankful for is that he was at least able to not only tell his story on the national level, but also to share his life with us. It meant more to him to share his life with us than it was for us to share with him. And for that, I'm at least grateful that we got to at least see him perform his art and perform his artistry on the mound. And I'm sad that he's gone. And I'm really, really sad for the Miami Marlin organization that they won't have his services. I'm sad for the city of Miami that they won't have his outreach and his love for life, because he truly was a great person. And we're all luckier to at least know that he was a part of our lives. It is SB Nation Radio, SBNationRadio.com. To not as heavy a subject, but something that at least will weigh in the minds of some college football fans, not only in the southern part of the country, but in the Midwestern part of the country. two people are continuing to run the show of a particular conference, and let's be real, it's not necessarily different than it used to be. We'll explain next. Will Palachik for Tony D, SB Nation Radio.